Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. So, first of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Brachi and Kenny Norensberg, Le'ilah Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. So we are up to the last three lines of Tez Zayin Amud Beis, where it says, we had said yesterday that the source of the din, the source of the din that you can't, that you can't make a shvua to go against the mitzvah was from lo yachel devara, right? Which the Gemara said was devara lo yachel avol mechahu lechetzei shemayim. You can't violate a neder shvua stam, but if it's for a mitzvah, you can because that's not even a shvua. So the Gemara says v'she'ein ishboi lavrol al hamitzvos mehacha nafkalei. That's where that blurred out from. That rule that you can't make a shvua to go against the mitzvah is learned out from there. It's not learned out from there. It's learned out from somewhere else. Mehacha nafkalei. It's learned out. Mehacha nafkalei. Here it's learned out from. The Tanya. We have a brayso that says yachal nishba levatel et hamitzvah. I would think that if somebody made a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, the low detail, and he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. In other words, he made a shvua not to sit in a sukkah. And then he went ahead and sat in the sukkah. So didn't he violate his oath? By sitting in the sukkah, he made a shvua he wouldn't do that. And he sat in the sukkah. Yachal yehei chayiv. I would think you would be chayiv for violating an oath. Right? He violated his oath. Talmud Lomar, lahara o lehetiv. The Torah says regarding shvua, we had this pasuk yesterday, lahara o lehetiv, for bad or for good, which we said yesterday meant for past and future tense, positive and negative. Right? I will eat, I won't eat, I ate and I will and I didn't eat. That's what we said yesterday, those words meant. Now, mahatava rishus, just like the good is talking about a rishus, a voluntary action. For example, I will eat that cookie. There's no mitzvah to eat that cookie. It's not talking about matzah, or I will sit in that sukkah. I will eat that cookie. It's a voluntary statement. How do you know it's a voluntary statement? That's a whole Gemara in Mesechta Shavuos that goes on for over a blot, going through how you know that that's true, but we're going to assume it is true. So just like over there, the good is for a rishus, af hara'a rishus. So to the negative, I won't eat, is only talking about things that are voluntary. So you can't say, I won't sit in a sukkah. It's not voluntary. It's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. You can't say, I won't eat that matzah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So we already have a source. Why do you need two sources? So the Gemara answers, I'm sorry, Yatza Nishba Levatel is a mitzvah. Excluded is an oath to be Mevatel a mitzvah, v'lo bitel. And then you weren't mevatel the mitzvah. In other words, you fulfilled the mitzvah, and by doing so, you violated your promise. She'ein harishus biyado. You have no rishus whether or not you want to fulfill a mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to fulfill a mitzvah. You already swore you'll fulfill it. You already have a shavua that you'll do it. So why do we need two psukim? We already have one here. Lahara ola heitev. So the Gemara answers: Chad kra lemifterei mikarbon shavua. One is to patur you from a karbon shvua. Not only is there an avera not to violate an oath, there's also a gift being a karbon if you did. Right? Not only that, the chad lemiftere min lav de shvua, and it's also a lav. Right? So yeah, both issues are satisfied by each of the psukim. One is to get you out of the karban, and one is to get you out of the lav. The question is, to get out of the lav, what do I have to get out of the karban? Right? What do you mean two for? So we have to find a case where you will be over the lav, but you won't have to bring a karban. Right? You'll be over the lav, and you won't have to bring a karban. And then we need a pasuk to tell you you're not chayiv for that either. That's what we need. Right? So where do we have that? So there's a few possibilities. Let's say, the achiyat has a simple one. Let's say you make a neder, or a shvua on a chayfetz. Right? So there's still no karban. There wouldn't be a karban. because the shvu is only on you. So why would that not be a neder? I don't know. But let's assume that's not going to be a neder. So if you make a shvua on an that matzah is usher to me. So no matter what, you're not bringing a carbon. Because you only bring carbonos on yourself. But what about the lav that you still have? So for that, you need another pasuk. Or another possibility is brought up by the Avodas Halevi. Who's Avodas Halevi? Who? Rav Rudiman, the Shir of Nei Yisrael. So he says as follows. Let's say, at the time you made the Shvua, you didn't realize that it was Mevatel Mitzvah. And I have to think of a Heichitin, but in theory, let's say such a thing. You made a Shvua and you didn't realize. You said, I'm not going to go in the backyard, let's say, and there's a sukkah back there. So you didn't realize that. So you're not going to bring a carbon for that. But there's still going to be a lav. So therefore, you need to have sukkah. But the bottom line is, there's other answers to this question. You have to find a situation where there is no carbon anyway, but there's still going to be an avera, and therefore you need to have sukkah. Okay. Next. Just before we go on, it's a very interesting machaber. Listen to this machaber. The machaber says in Hilchos Shavuos, Daf. Hilchos Shavuos, Simin Reish Lamates, Sim Vav. Ready for this? This is fascinating because Hanishba al Dvar Mitzvah Derabanan. If somebody makes a Shavuah on a Mitzvah Derabanan, Kigon, for example, Shelo Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, he's not going to light Chanukah candles. Or Shelo Likra HaMegillah, or he's not going to read Megillah. Hashvua chala. The shvua is chal. V'chein, also, im nishba l'kayim mitzvah derabanan. If you make a shvua that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah derabanan, chayiv, mishum shvua. It's also a good shvua. Im mevatla. If you mevatla it, you chayiv. V'hu adin, listen to this. V'hu adin, l'davar shehu medrash chachamim, she'enu mefurish b'torah. Same thing, if you make a neder, it's only something that's learned out from Sukkim. The Rebbe Kiva Eger here on the bottom says, let's say you make a Shavua, you're not going to learn Torah. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, that's a good Shavua. Ah, it's the biggest mitzvah of all. Tamo Torah Kenegat Kulam. Right? So Rebbe Kiva Eger says, but we wrote in Daf Ches, that you can be Mekai in that by saying Krishma. Anything more than that is learned out of Sukkim. So that's such a thing, that neder will work, says the Mechaber. It's amazing. Right? It's only drasha. So all drashas are on a different level, right? Then the mechaber says, "B'med dvar mamuri." When's that true? B'nishba shalolasos mitzvah derabanan olasos. You make a neder, you're not going to do it, or you are going to do it. Aval im nishba la'avral mitzvah lo saseh. If you make a neder, a shvua to violate a lo saseh, then afilu hi derabanan. Even if it's a derabanan, lo chala aleha shavua. The shavua does not work. Okay? So he's being very mach, he's treating a derabanan like a daraisa. Right? So the shavua doesn't work. If you make a shavua, what's a lo sase derabanan? Muksa. Right? If you make a shavua, you're going to violate muksa. It doesn't work. Which, that makes sense. However, the one simon before, in Reish Lamaches, in Sif Dalid, listen to this machab. Amar shavua shalo ochal nevelos u treifos. So I'll make a shavua not to eat treif. V'achal, and he eats treif. Einu chayiv mishum shavua. You're not chayiv. Why not? We know why not. Shahari mushbu v'ored meharsinehu. You already took a shavua, you're not going to do that. Listen to this. V'im amar shavua shalo ochal kol shahum nevelos u treifos. Let's say somebody makes a neder, he's not going to eat a kol shehu of treif. The achal pachos mikhazayas, and you eat less than a kazayas, chayiv. You're chayiv al hashavua. You're chayiv for your shavua. Why? Why are you chayiv for your shavua? Sha'arei eino mushba mehar sine al chatzi shir. Because you're not mushba on a chatzi shir. And the Mefarshim explain, we hold chatzi shir as asur min haTorah. What does that mean? That means there's no onesh. So Shachet, wait a minute. He just said, in here he said that if it's a din derabanan, a lo sase derabanan, it's not a shavua. Why is it not a shavua? because it's no different than a din d'oraisa. Aye, that's certainly a drasha. It's even worse. It's even lower than a drasha. It's a din d'rabbanan, right? But when it comes to chatzik shir, we say that it is a valid shavua. Why is it a valid shavua? Because it's not in the Torah. What's going on? So the Shach said, you hear the question? So the Shach says, very dochic answer, he says, what does he say? It says, first he gives something I wasn't sure what he said, then he said, one second, the davar derabanan chamer tvei. Well, more machmer by derabanans. I want to give him more teeth. Because people tend to, right, we always have that principle, people tend to treat the rabbanans with more, with greater, what's the word? Greater, what? Greater laxity, right? They don't take it so seriously. I tell you the rabbanan, I don't have to hold from that, right? That's how they treat the rabbanans. So they gave him more teeth, and they made that it's not even a shvua. It's like your mushma ma'od mehar-sinai, but a real din d'oraisa, a bona fide din d'oraisa of chatzishir, since it's only midrasha, it's so onish for that, right? Doesn't count. Thought that was pretty fascinating. No? Okay. There's nothing more to say about that.
But the rabbi says all rabbanans are really
d'oraisa. Oh, he talks about that. The Shach talks about that. Well, Sasser. That all the rabbanans are d'oraisa. Right, how that plays out. He talks about that. He does talk about that. Okay, next. A brand new topic. Yesh neder besoch neder, the ain shavua besoch shavua. There's such a thing as a neder besoch neder, and a shavua besoch shavua. What does that mean? The Mishnah will say what that means because those are just words. Ketzad, for example, Amar. If someone says, "Hareini nazir," I'll be a nazir im ochel. Right? If I eat that cookie, then I'm going to become a nazir. Hareini nazir im ochel. I'll be a nazir if I eat that cookie. I'll be a nazir. So you know what the halach is? V'ochel, and you ate that cookie. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. You're chayiv twice. What does that mean? You're chayiv twice. You become a nazir twice. Now, the Ran is the simplest. We'll stick with him. You can't become a nazir. You can't have two terms of first of all, stam nazir is a shloshim yom. So if you say, I want to be a nazir for one day, you're a nazir at least for 30 days. So if someone says, I want to be a nazir, if I eat that cookie, I'll be a nazir. Then you say the same thing again. If I eat that cookie, I'll be a nazir. So, you become a nazir twice. That means you're going to do 30 days of nazirus, go take a haircut, bring karbanos, and then do another 30 days. Why? Because we say yesh neder besoch neder, and a nazirus is a form of neder. How do you know that? That's going to be tomorrow's daf. Like more details about that will be tomorrow. But that's very simple. You take on a term of nazirus. It finishes. You got to take another one. We're going to qualify that on the Gemara, but that's a simple pshat right here. Shavua shelo ochel, shavua shelo ochel. If you do it twice with a shavua on yourself, the achal, and you ate, ain't a chayiv el achas. You only chayiv once. Why? We only chayiv once. So the simple explanation is, once you said that if I eat that, I'm not eating that cookie, you've already asked that cookie to yourself. So how can you ask it again? It's already asked. Nothing more you could say. Therefore, you can't. It doesn't work. It all gets back to the Chefetz Gavra thing. By Shavu is on a Gavra. So when you offer it to yourself, I can't eat that cookie. I can't eat that cookie. Yeah. What is saying it again going to make a difference?
Maybe you get marks twice.
Ah, that's what the Ramban does say that. The Ramban does say that. But I said, it's much, much simpler. It's much simpler to follow the Ran. Because the underlying discussion here is whether we say ein iser chal al iser, and even if you say ein iser chal al iser, almost everyone holds you only get one onish. The only question is how many averus did you do? Like in Shemayim, what are they looking at you? How many averus did you do? But you can't get more than one onish for the same maisa. It's very hard for that to happen, right? Bemezid, maybe you have to bring two korbanos if you did it b'shogeg, but bemezid you can't get more than one onish for one maisa. So you only ate one cookie. Don't know what you said about that cookie. You only ate one cookie. So how can it say shavua chal al shavua? But ain't iser chal iser. That's the Ran's approach. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what the Ran says. That's exactly what the Ran says. Once you take a shavua, it's like you're mushba. So you're already mushba. So you can't make it worse. You can't add on to that. Just like mushba over mitzvah. That's what Michael said. Exactly. That's what the Ram says. Unlike a neder, where it's a chefta, I'm asering wine and all that stuff on me, so I can say that for two consecutive terms. 30 days and another 30 days. Nothing wrong with that. That's what it has to mean. Because there's no such thing as two nazirises in 130 days. No such thing. No such animal. So it has to be consecutive. Rav Huna is going to qualify that to make it make even more sense. That's the Mishnah. Pashtas. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says, Lo shano, that only makes sense, Ela da'amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. I want to be in the... Oh, I'm sorry. Before we get to the Gemara, you have to go to the Ran. It's the second wide line of the Ran, where it says Gemara in the Ran. We're going to read two lines of the Ran, which the Ran says is part of the Gemara. The Ran's bothered. It must have been in the Ran's Girsa. It's not in our Gemara. But we'll read it anyway because it'll just make a little more sense. The Ran's bothered. Why did someone have to say, if I eat that cookie, then I become a Nazir? Why couldn't he just say, I promise to become a Nazir? Why does that have to be conditional on eating a cookie? That's the Ran's question. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's going to say, because when it comes to a Shavu in the Seifa, it had to be dependent on an action. I should make a Shavu not to eat the cookie. So for parallelism, it's in the Rashi as well. That's all we're going to read right now. So the Gemara says, I'm now in the Ran. In my Gemara, it's in bold. I don't know if it's in bold in other Gemaras. It's in bold, so you know that's really... It's really supposed to be the Dibri HaMaskil, the heading of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kivan da Amar Harini Nazir, Havile Nazir. Once you say, I want to be a Nazir, you're automatically a Nazir. V'chi Achal Tuva Umasrin Bey. And if you do, let's say you violate your, they keep warning, don't eat that grapes. Don't eat that. And every time they warn you, you keep on doing it. V'chi Achal Tuva, eat a lot, Umasrin Bey, Chayv Al Kol Achila V'Achila. Each and every achila. So why did the Mishnah have to say that the way you became a nazir was because you made a condition not to eat something? Why? So the Gemara answers, Aidi de katani shavua shalo ochal, since in the Seifa it says shavua shalo ochal, that's the only way it could work. Tananami hareini nazir im ochal. So for parallelism, right, it says also in the Resha, I'll become a nazir im ochal. Right, because as we always said many times, the Mishnayos were not written down; they were all by heart. And if it's the same case with one change, it's much easier than it's the same case with two changes. Right, changing it from neder to shvu is a hard to memorize enough. If you also take out the fact of the ochel, it makes it even harder to memorize. So they tried to keep them as parallel as possible. In a chenami, there is no chiddush, as he says. Gabi nazir, it doesn't have to say if he ate. I'm only going to become a nazir if I eat. You don't have to say that. You could say, Ahir, I become a Nazir. Unlike Shavua, Ahir, I make a Shavua what? You have to make a Shavua on something. I make a Shavua not to eat. So in the Reisha, I become a Nazir if I don't, also if I eat. Just for parallel.
The fact is that he doesn't become a Nazir unless he eats the object. Right?
What?
But in this case,
right, but that's what the Mishnah said. V'ochal, and he ate it.
Right, if he doesn't eat it,
100%. If he doesn't, right. No, but we're trying to get the principle of Neder B'soch Neder. We're trying to teach that rule in this Mishnah. So you didn't have to make a condition of eating to get to that point. I become a Nazir today, and I'm going to be another tomorrow. So, right? Or no, I'm going to be another. You can say that. So that's what the Ran here is Gemara. The Ran's Gemara text is addressing that point. So now back to the real Gemara. The when I say real, I mean in the box that we think of it as Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, Lo shanu el da'amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. That's only true if you said, I'll be another today, and I'll be another tomorrow. Not that you said I'll be another twice today. I'll be another today, I'll be another tomorrow. What does that mean? That means that the second term of... Now again, you can't have two terms of Naziris coinciding at the same time. They can't coexist at the same time. So when you said I'll be another today, I'll be another tomorrow, what'd you really say? You really said that the second Naziris is one day longer than the first. Right? Day 30... When I have the day 30 and I finish my first term of Naziris, I have one day of another Naziris. But you can't have a one day Naziris, so it's another 30 days. Deka mitosif yoma yisera chayla Naziris al Naziris. Since there's one extra day, like I just said, there's one extra day, because you said I'll be another today and I'll be another tomorrow, right? Since there's one extra day, then we can have a Nazir building on a Nazir, as the Mishnah said, neder besoch neder. Aval Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom. Right? But if someone says, I'll be a Nazir today, and I'll be a Nazir today, Ein Chal Naziris Al Naziris. There's no, so how's that going to work? In other words, Rav Huna is saying exactly what we said in the Mishnah regarding a Shavua. You can't have two terms of Naziris at the same time. So when you say, I'll be a Nazir today, I'll be a Nazir today, you didn't say anything. You have to say, I'll be another today, and I'll also be another tomorrow. There's one day more. There's no such thing as a one day Naziris. It becomes 2 30-day Naziris. Says Rafuna.
You can't say, I'm taking on two terms of Naziris.
Right? Well, you can say that. You can say that, but not today. That you can't say. There's no such thing. You can say, I'll be another, and then when it finishes, I'll be another again. That you can say. That's exactly what you're saying by saying today and tomorrow. That's exactly what you're saying. They both can't kick in right now. Because you can't have them at the same time. Since he said tomorrow, he obviously means it's going to end a day later. On day 30, the day 31 is one, no such thing as one day. It becomes 30 days.
So when, at the end of the first 3 days, when he cuts his hair,
yeah,
he's not violating his second Naziris because it didn't start yet.
Right. Oh, so the Ran says that really it does start today or tomorrow, but they can't overlap. So it's only a practical reason why it has to start when the first one finishes. Like in theory, if it could be such a thing, it would be such a thing.
How he's got his hair.
What? So, right, so I'm not sure. So maybe he's allowed it because the second one doesn't start till the first one's totally finished. Right, but there's only a technical thing about Naziris. If we can get around that, then it could be at the same time. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no. Afilu Amar, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, Chol Naziris Aleha. The Naziris is both Chal. Fine. Now, Ulurav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Adatani ain't Shavua Besok Shavua. Since he holds Ein Shvuah B'Soch Shvuah, and we said Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, when's the Neder B'Soch Neder? We had thought before we got to Rav Huna, we thought Naziris, but now it's not always true by Naziris. It's only sometimes true according to Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, it's only sometimes true. So if it's sometimes true, the Mishnah is a little misleading. The Mishnah says Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder. That sounds like a broad statement that's always Neder B'Soch. It's not true. It's only when you say today, tomorrow. So according to Rav Huna, shouldn't the Mishnah have said that? There's Yesh Neder B'Soch, there's sweeping statement. There's always such a thing as Neder B'Soch Neder. We've now narrowed it down only sometimes. Only sometimes. Right? When? So since it's only sometimes, and by Shavua B'Soch Shavua, there's never such a thing. There's never such a thing. So by Neder B'Soch Neder, we thought it meant like Shmuel. The Ran said, it's not a question on Shmuel. Because Shmuel holds, it's always. So the Mishnah is very good. He first says maybe it's a kasha on Shmuel also, but he says, not. It's not. This neder b'soch neder, and the Shmuel b'soch Shmuel there isn't. But according to Rav Huna, it's only sometimes. So therefore, listening, the Mishnah should have said, yesh neder b'soch neder, v'ein neder b'soch neder. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir l'machar. If you say today, tomorrow, yesh neder b'soch neder. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. Ein neder b'soch neder. The Mishnah should have been more explicit. So the Gemara says, you're right, kasha, it's a kasha. It's a kasha. Found it to Yofta. So we're going to keep on trying to disprove Rav Huna. We're going to keep on going. We're only going to do one case today. Now, Tanan, go to the Mishnah. Yesh neder b'soch neder ve'ein our Mishnah. Yesh neder b'soch neder ve'ein shavua b'soch shavua. So again, hechi dami. What is the case? Clarifying what's going on here. E lema. If it's a case, the amar hareini nazar hayom, hareini nazar lemachar. I take a shavua. I'm another today. I'm another tomorrow. What would be a similar parallel to shavua b'soch shavua? Dikava se gabi shavua. A parallel case by shavua would be shelo ochel te'enim. I make a shavua not eating figs. Now by what was the case by nazir? I'm a nazir today. I'm a nazir tomorrow. How would that be parallel by shavua? Figs. Te'enim are figs. I'm not eating figs. V'chazar v'amar, and then I said tomorrow shavua shelo ochel anav. I'm not eating grapes. That's a good question, but this can't be. So the Gemara says, "Am I lo chal shavua al shavua? Why wouldn't that work? That certainly can't be the case. I'm not eating grapes. I'm not eating figs. Why wouldn't that work? two separate items. That can't be. What was the Havamina? I don't know. It's not, I don't know what the Havamina was. Mamash not a Havamina. Ella, rather, Hechidami. The lo chala shvua al shvua. What's a case where shvua al shvua will not work? Kigon, for example. Darmar shvua shalo ochal te'enim. I make a shvua, I am not eating figs. V'chazar va'amar, and then he says, and tomorrow, I'm also, not tomorrow, I'm also making a shvua shalo ochal te'enim. I'm sorry. Right, I'm ochal te'enim. Right? If you make a shvua, I'm not eating figs. V'chazar va'amar, shvua shalo ochal te'enim. I'm not eating figs again. D'kavosei gabe naziris. Now, if we flip that back, so what would that be a parallel case by Nazir? And what was Ein Shavua B'Tzach Shavua? You already asked to eat them on yourself. You can't do it twice. I already said, I'm not eating figs. What do you say? V'chaz of Amar, I'm not eating figs. You don't get Malchus twice. Ein Shavua Chal Shavua. D'kavosei gabe naziris, hechidami. What's the case by Naziris? The Amar Harin Ezrayom, Harin Ezrayom. Right? V'katani yesh neder B'Tzach neder. And we said it works. The Mishnah said, Yesh neder b'soch neder. We've now proven that must be talking about, we said both times, the same day. Just like by Shvu, it's the same item. Kasha l'Rav Huna. It's a kasha on Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna said that you can't say, if you say Hanazar Hayom, Nazar Hayom, it doesn't work. That's not a case of neder b'soch neder. We've just proven that it is.
Why is it a parallel case of not a positive, not a negative?
What do you mean?
Like, I will be a Nazar.
Because a shvua, what?
I will do something.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Right.
So for that parallel reason, because by nazar it's always a negative. I can't eat grapes. I can't get tame. I can't take a haircut. That's the definition of a nazar. So the question on Rav Huna. Dr. Friedman, your question, I saw the Shalmei Nadarim asked that question, doesn't answer it. I don't have an answer for that question. He asked that question. Why don't you say, I'm not eating grapes today, I'm not eating grapes tomorrow. But, so Rav Huna stuck. So Rav Huna stuck. So I'm like, Rav Huna, no, it's not stuck. Masnisa, you know what the case is? The Amar Harenaz, the Yomarenaz, the Lamachar. Right? That's what Rav Huna sticks to his guns. The only time Neder B'Soch Neder works, Nazir B'Soch Nazir, is if you say, I'm a Nazir today, I'm a Nazir tomorrow. The Kavosei, now what's the parallel case by Shavua? Gabi Shavua da'amar, Shalo Ochel Te'enim, I'm not eating figs, V'Chazar V'Amar Shavua Shalo Ochel Te'enim V'Anovim. You add on another thing. Just like by Nazir, I added on a day, and because of a technical reason, you added on 30 days, so too, by Shavua, what'd you eat on? I ate on other fruit. I'm not eating figs, I'm not eating grapes. First, you asked yourself on figs. Right? Is that what it is? First, you asked yourself on figs. Then, you asked yourself on figs and grapes. And you know what? Dolochailo, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? It's a package deal. Aye, but Amar Rabba says, Shvua shalo ochel te'enim. If somebody says such a thing, I'm not eating figs. V'chazar v'amar. Shvua shalo ochel te'enim v'anavim. And I'm not eating figs and grapes. Then what happened? V'ochel te'enim. He ate figs. So he violated now his first oath. V'hifrish carbon. So he was mafresh a carbon. I didn't have era. I have mafresh a carbon. Then v'chazar v'ochel anavim. Then he went ahead and ate grapes. So now, the whole reason why he was mafresh to carbon only after he ate figs, after he violated the first oath. Now he ate grapes. So can he use that carbon for the grapes? He ate figs and grapes now. The answer is no, he was already mafresh it. What if he wouldn't have been mafresh it? Mistama, he could. Right? V'chazav av achal anavim, havile anavim chatzi shir. So his eating the grapes was only half a story. Because he was already mafresh the carbon for the figs, now he ate grapes. He didn't eat figs also. In order for him to be over the second shavuah, he's got to eat both. Right? Ein mevi'in carbon al chatzi shir. You can't bring a carbon for half a shavuah. Right? Alma, but what do you see from here? What if he wouldn't have been mafresh that carbon? Heicha dul amar shavuah shel ochel te'enim. V'chaz av amar shvur shul olchim to edim va'anavim, migu d'chol shvur anavim, chalanami ala to edim. It works. It would work if not for the fact that you were mafresh the carbon too early. It would work. You can say such a neder, or such a shavua. You could ask yourself on figs, then you could say figs and grapes, and that'll work. And if you eat the figs and the grapes, you're going to bring two karbanos, let's say. That'll work. Ah, so it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that doesn't work. Right? That's exactly the case of the Mishnah. Ein shavua chal shavua. Well, you look puzzled.
You bring a statement from another Amor.
That's the Gemara's going to answer that. The Gemara's answer doesn't hold like him. How did he read the Mishnah? That's the question. How does Rabbah read the Mishnah? So according to Rabbah, we have to find what Shavua that's not, what's going to be Shavua b'sok Shavua that will not work. We can come up with one. It's not such a hard question. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna lo sviru like Rabbah. Rav Huna doesn't have to hold like Rabbah. Rabbah was a very wonderful Amora, and so was Rav Huna, and they're allowed to argue with each other. Okay, so just we're going to stop here, but before we stop, you have to see this Rambam. So the Rambam says as follows. See if this makes sense. Based on everything we've just said, Rambam says it's in Hilchas Shavuos, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. V'chein. Amar Shavuos Shelo Ochel Hayom. A guy makes a Shavuos, I'm not eating today. V'chazar V'nishba Al HaKikar. He then goes ahead and says a Shavuos on that cookie. Shelo Yochlena. I'm not going to eat that cookie. So you already asered eating the whole day. Now you went ahead and asered that cookie. Right? But you said about the cookie, Shelo Yochlena, which we assume means forever. Never eating that cookie. So first you made a neder, a shavua, I'm not eating today. I'm fasting today. I'm not eating. And by the way, that cookie, I'm never eating that cookie. It's a, what? No, it's a shavua. Two shavuas. So, and then the achla kula ba'osayom, and then you ate the cookie. So how many shavuos did you violate? What do you think? Is it shavuah b'toch shavuah? What? So the Rambam paskins ain a chayv el achas. You only chayv one. Why? Shavuah b'toch shavuah. Wasn't it Mosif? Weren't you adding on the forever? What? Because isn't that a shavuah b'toch shavuah? What? So isn't that a case of I said I'm not going to eat figs? Then I said I'm not eating figs and grapes. Isn't that the same thing? So according to Rav Huna, that's a shavuah b'toch shavuah. You only would be taka chayav one, but according to Rava, you chayav twice. Right? It's exactly the same thing. So the Rambam paskins only chayav one. The Ravid says, what's Rambam talking about? The Rambam doesn't make any sense. It's a whole new thing. I don't know who we paskin like. Halacha Yud Aleph. It's the next halacha. Okay. But this is halacha before where he says, so in Yud Aleph he says, Shvur Shalochal, Shalochal Te'enim V'chazav V'nishbal Te'enim V'alanovim Chayv Al Te'enim Shtayim. Right? So he says, yeah, he chayv twice. Shaharei klal ha'te'enim shnesu v'shuvah rishon im anavim shayim asmin u'mitoch mutarun u'mitoch shachal shuvah shni al anavim chalal te'enim in tzchayim v'shtei shuvah. So he's contradicting himself. Right? Because in Yud Aleph he holds we chayiv twice and here he says you chayiv once. So the Ravid says, what's the Rambam talking about? So the Kesef Nishma is a gigantic Radvaz here, gigantic. I never saw such a big Radvaz. The Radvaz basically says that there's a whole other topic which is beyond the scope of my understanding of what's it called? Ein Isser, no, not Ein Isser, Chal Isser. The principle of, 1 minute, Isser Mosif. That by Isser Mosif, there's no such thing, in order for it to be an Isser Mosif, to make you Chayef twice, they both had to exist at day one, and since the first Shavuot was only on a 24-hour period, and the second Shavuot was forever, it doesn't have the din of an Isser Mosif, and therefore we only Chayef once. Very, very, it's a very, very deep Lamdisha Rambam over here. I just brought it up to show you that, you know, we do these docs very, very fast. We do them very fast. They're very short. There's a lot here. A lot more not said that is said, and we try our hardest just to, you know, get through the daf, but there's a lot going on here. This is Radvaz, it goes on for over a page. But right, we'll stop here. I stop you now because Gemara is going to ask a brand new question, which is going to go straight into Amud Aleph, because there's no way to break. So we'll stop here and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.